If you think of the elite abuser class, the people pulling the strings and running the show for now, in politics and finance, if you think of those people as these super genius, all-powerful, invincible, Illuminati monster types or masters of the universe or something like that, you've got it all wrong. The elite abuser class is none of those things. Oh sure, some of them are smart in certain specific ways and some of them are very powerful in certain specific areas. And almost all of them are wealthy, at least as we currently define wealth, since they are the beneficiaries of a fiat economic system that allows them to literally create infinite amounts of counterfeit wealth effortlessly out of thin air in the form of fiat currency. But even with these incredible seeming powers and sort of cheat codes for life that they've granted themselves, the elite abuser class is absolutely loaded with serious vulnerabilities and is even now showing signs of desperation and even sheer terror as the phony world they've worked so hard for generations to create is crumbling and collapsing around them. Institutions that they and their forefathers spent lifetimes building are losing credibility at an accelerating pace. The FBI, the CDC, the NSA, the IRS, dinosaur media networks like ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and even the more recent wave of big tech establishment tools like Facebook and Twitter are having their credibility left in tatters as they join aggressively in the overtly Orwellian push to destroy free speech, suppress free thought, and impose complete conformity with Big Brother's or Big Government's narrative, no matter how flagrantly idiotic that narrative might be. Think, we must believe all women, and Bruce Jenner is a woman. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. It doesn't get any more idiotic than that. Yet, that's the kind of thing that the elite abuser class pushes as undeniable truth all the time through every expert mouthpiece and revered institution that they control. No matter how obviously dumb their messaging, they just keep it flowing. Even the military is now losing trust at a blistering pace thanks to the elite abuser class having steered it into the same woke, progressive, anti-freedom insanity that has already destroyed the credibility of most of the other institutions that they own or control. The evil banking system itself, the one at the heart of it all, the funding mechanism for all of the elite abuser class's madness, even the banking system is beginning to show signs of real stress as its counterfeit wealth schemes become more obvious with each new wave of stimulus magically deposited, magically showered onto the masses in order to keep them content for just a little longer. The fact is that, far from being all-powerful or godlike enemies of freedom, the elite abuser class is a gang of criminals whose scams are just about out of gas and are about to crash, and crash hard into reality. Their wars on patriarchy, masculinity, family, and even sexuality itself have passed the point of absurdity, they've passed the point of advancing their causes, and are now generating more pushback than benefit to their warp evil cause. Their perpetual wars are being recognized as the bloody and costly distractions that they are, and their assistance programs like the welfare state and unending waves of stimulus are being recognized as having been designed all along to help the masses into nothing more than increasing debt, dependence, and bondage to the state and its corporate elite abuser class masters. They're so insane and completely out of touch with reality that they openly promote their goal of a future in which you and I own nothing and they own everything. Think about that. Let it set in. They're so insane and completely out of touch with reality that they openly, proudly, publicly promote their goal of a future in which you and I own nothing and they own everything. Now, is that pure evil? Sure, but it's also pure stupid to openly promote something so anti-freedom and so openly predatory, as that is proof positive that the elite abuser class is incredibly foolish, fragile, and vulnerable in fundamental ways. Fundamental ways that we can and will take advantage of as we bring them down along with their evil systems. And deep down, they know this. They know that their grip on things has been slipping since the dawn of the internet, and they know that they have little, if any, real chance at attaining the total control that they must have in order to avoid the proper retribution and justice that is coming their way. That's why they're desperate, increasingly desperate. That's why they're all in on things like the Great Reset and Lockdown 2.0 as a way to get there. They're trotting out increasingly bad policies backed by increasingly increasingly lame reasoning because that's all they've got. Like I said, they're almost out of gas and it shows. So stay strong, stand firm, and have confidence. The good guys are gonna win here. The bad guys are going down. Really. And on the other side of this storm and the major but temporary mess that it leaves behind, we will build something beautiful. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel. If you want a much deeper dive into subjects like this, please subscribe to the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.